J-E-L-L.
The Jell-O program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra. The orchestra opens a program with Hallelujah, Things Look Rosy Now. Spring is the time to wake up and live. Swing into the new tempo. Go places and do things. And you have much more time to go places and do things when you depend on Jell-O for dessert. For Jell-O's so easy to make. No need to spend long hours preparing a complicated dessert. You can make Jell-O in a jiffy, and it's bound to make a hit. For everybody goes for Jell-O's refreshing flavor in a big way. So serve Jell-O soon for dessert in any one of its six flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, or lime. But be sure you get the real thing, genuine Jell-O. For no other gelatin dessert has Jell-O's extra-rich fruit flavor. Order Jell-O tomorrow from your grocer. Ask for it by name and look for the big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O.
Hey, Mary. Mary, come here. Don't you love the way Phil wiggles around when he leaves the orchestra? Look at him.
Yeah, if he could only see himself. He sure is cute, though, isn't he?
Yeah, but he doesn't have to show off so much. After all, it isn't television.
Jack, quiet. Your microphone's open.
What?
Everybody can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. Say, Don, I feel terrible about butting in like that. I hope I didn't spoil Phil's number there.
Oh, that's all right, Jack. Nothing serious.
Yeah, I hope so.
That was Hallelujah, Things Look Rosy Now, played by Phil Harris and his orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you our genius...
Hey, Jack, from now on, when I'm playing my opening number, I'd appreciate a little professional courtesy on your part.
Well, I'm sorry, Phil. I was thinking about something else, and I forgot that we were on the air.
That's fine. If you don't listen to my music, how do you expect anyone else to?
Please, fellas, please. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you our genial master of ceremonies, a man...
How would you like it if I started playing my band right in the middle of one of your jokes?
Well, Phil, look, I said I was sorry. What more can I do? Gee, you'd think I'd committed a crime. Go ahead, Don.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you our genial master of ceremonies, a man...
A man who ought to keep his mouth shut.
Now, wait a minute, Phil. Let's drop it. I said I was sorry. I apologize. Isn't that enough?
No, I want to punch you in the nose.
Oh, Jack, why don't you admit you were wrong and get it over with?
Admit it? Well, what do you think I've been doing? All right, Phil, I'm sorry. There.
Oh, trying to get smart about it, huh?
Well, gee, even if I did happen to say a few words during your number, what harm could it do?
Did you ever butt in while Abe Lyman was playing a number?
No.
Jack's had that scar for years.
Oh.
Say, what's going on here anyway?
Nothing, Don. I don't want to discuss it anymore. Let's talk about something important.
Oh, I suppose it's not important when you scream your head off during my entire number.
Phil, look, I've expressed my regrets. Now, let me tell some jokes, will you?
Well, don't expect my orchestra to laugh.
Oh.
Don't worry, Jack. They laugh off key, too.
You said it. That a girl, Mary. Now, let's go on with the program. All this nonsense here. Say, Don, have you been playing much golf lately? I haven't seen you at the club all week.
No, Jack, I've been pretty busy the past few days.
Well, we'll have to get together. How's your game these days, Don?
I'm still in the low 90s.
That's pretty good. I wish I could say the same.
I demand an apology.
Oh, what's the use? This is too much for me.
Oh, Jack, don't be so stubborn.
Stubborn? Listen, Mary, I did apologize.
Then why didn't you get a receipt?
Now, look, fellas, let's get this straight. I know I was wrong when I interrupted Phil's number, but I admitted it, didn't I? See, besides, I'm not infallible. See, I'm entitled to one mistake.
You already made that picture.
Now, we're not discussing my picture. In the first place, Phil, I wasn't the only one talking. Mary chimed in, too.
That's right, Tattletail. Drag me into this.
Yeah, what about Don's commercial during your first number? He does that every week and you never complain.
Well, that concerns our product. He's supposed to tell him about Jell-O's extra-rich flavor and that it tastes twice as good as ever before.
Yes, but he doesn't have to bring up those big red letters on the box all the time. See, everyone knows by now that it stands for genuine Jell-O.
You can go home now, Don.
Still, you pick on me.
Hello, fellows.
Oh, hello, Kenny.
Well, is everybody happy?
No.
Well, what's the matter?
Oh, Jack's mad because he lost Phil's temper.
Oh, that's silly.
What happened, Phil?
Well, right in the middle of my first number, Kenny, Jack started yelling and screaming and making a lot of noise. You'd think the building was coming down.
Oh, gee whiz.
Oh, it was nothing of the kind. Phil just made a mountain out of a molehill.
He did? Where is it?
Look, Kenny, a mountain out of a molehill is just a proverb.
Gee, I always say a stitch in time saves nine.
Oh. Yeah.
And I always say a rolling stone ought to bounce off Kenny's head.
And I always say there's no place like home, and I wish I was there. Anyway, keep out of this mess, Kenny, will you? Phil and I can handle this. Can't we, Phil?
I can handle this and you.
I'm going out and get some air. Do you mind if I hold my breath during your next number?
No, wait till I play a long one.
Oh.
Come on, play, boys.
I suppose if I cough, I'll have to leave town. Can I come in now?
Yes, baby.
That was Let's Get Together, played by Phil Harris and his orchestra. Oh, Phil, there was a fly walking around during your number. Did it bother you?
Well, no, as long as he wasn't wearing shoes.
Oh. You know, Phil, the only reason you start these things is because you think I'll get mad and give you back your watch.
Why don't you?
Well, I'd rather lose a cheap friend than a good watch. Hey! That was pretty clever, huh, Mary? I guess she isn't here.
I am, too.
And now, ladies and gentlemen... Go away, Mary. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our feature attraction this evening, we are going to present a tender and romantic playlet entitled In the Spring, Tra-La. Now, in this sketch... Mary, what are you laughing at?
Who ever heard of a fly wearing shoes?
Yeah...
I heard of a shoe fly.
Quiet. And now, as I was saying, in this sketch, I will play the part of a fly. I mean a lover. A lover who flies home. I got that in right, huh? And finds that his sweetheart has flown. What is this? As the curtain rises, we find that... Come in.
Oh, excuse me, is Mary Livingston here?
Yes, but she's very busy right now.
Why, Thelma Snodgrass, of all people.
Oh, hello, Mary.
Gee, I'm glad to see you. Thelma, when'd you get in town?
Yesterday.
Gee whiz, you haven't changed a bit. How's everybody back in Plainfield?
Oh, just fine. And do you want to hear something, Mary?
Hey, listen, girls, wait a minute. This is an old home week, you know.
Oh, Thelma, I want you to meet Jack Benny.
Hello. And you know what happened to me, Mary? Oh, don't you? You'll just die.
What?
Well, I went and got married. Isn't that silly?
Married?
Yeah, and I'm out here on my honeymoon.
Well, Thelma, I can't get over it. How did it happen?
Well, I was running around with a lot of fellas, and one of them stopped, so I hooked him.
Nice going.
Bad stopping.
Oh, you'll like him, Mary. He looks a little like Clark Gable, but not enough. Unless he slipped out of his car.
There you are.
Honey, I want you to meet Jack Benny. Oh, this is my husband, Albert.
Oh, hello, Albert.
My name is Sam.
Oh, Sam.
Ah, that's right. Albert got away.
Well, Sam, it's a pleasure to meet you. How are you?
Oh, he's fine, thank you.
And, Sam, I hope your married life will be most successful and that you'll be very, very happy.
Thanks.
Ah, oh, he'll be happy if I have to break his neck.
Well, young man, you've got a nice future if you can take it.
Oh, isn't he handsome, Mary?
Oh, he sure is.
Oh, Thelma, stop, you darn fool.
Tell me, what business are you in, Mr.
Clunk.
Oh, Clunk.
Did somebody drop something?
Penny. what business are you in, Mr. Clunk?
Oh, he's a milkman.
Oh, you have a milk route, eh, Sam?
But definitely.
Oh, a regular wagon and everything, huh?
Oh, no, business isn't so good, so he just walks around with a cow.
I see. Well, Sam and Thelma, I'd like to have you meet the rest of our little company. This is Don Wilson, Kenny Baker, and Phil Harris.
Hello.
How are you?
I could go for how are you.
Why, sugar plum.
Oh, don't you spoil my honeymoon.
Well, I don't think it's nice.
Quiet, you little one-cow dairy.
Hey, what's going on here? Sam, come here a minute, will you? Pardon us, girls. Now, listen, Sam, it's none of my business, but I hate to see a fella like you get off on the wrong foot.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I can see the way things are starting out that Thelma's going to take charge of everything.
She can't. The cow's in my name.
Well, I don't mean the cow.
Well, what else is there?
Listen, Sam, look, take my advice. Put your foot down. Assert yourself. Begin right now and take control of things. Be the boss.
Really? Sure. All right, I'll do it. Hey, Thelma.
What?
Hooey.
Attaboy.
Why, Sam Clunk, I'd throw this ring right back in your face if I hadn't bought it.
What are you trying to do, Jack Benny? Break up our home?
Well, but I was only...
Oh, Mary Livingston, are you going to let Jack spoil our honeymoon?
Why, Jack, that's a fine way to treat my friends. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, but all I said
Jack,
was...
Jack, I don't like to interfere, but I think Mary is right.
That's what I say.
What?
Yeah, why don't you mind your own business and not talk while I'm playing?
Well, what did I do? Gee whiz, you think that I...
Oh, I can't wait any longer. Sing, Kenny.
Boy, I'd give $10 to be in Alaska right now. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
Leave us Eskimos alone.
Oh!
I look at you, and from the blue, I seem to hear a voice repeating, this is the night, this is the night. You look at me, and I can see that you are silently entreating, tell me tonight, tell me tonight. Do we try to conceal our joy so real? Sweet, you in the moonlight, sweet is a word for you, for all that you is the but all the stars that glow seem to mock my love for you. Because of you, the wind is wine tonight. My heart sings with every beat. Are you a dream? Here in the moonlight, dream is the word for you, and yet you seem divine tonight. You're mine tonight, my love.
Very good. Very good, Kenny. Very good. You took it so nice and easy, and you handled it with finesse. That was Sweet as the Word for You, sung by Kenny Baker in his usual fine voice.
Well, what's usual about it?
Well, I mean that it's,
I think my voice is very unusual.
Well, so do I, Kenny. All I meant was that you're consistent.
Well, why don't you say what you mean?
I'm talking to Kenny.
Well, listen here, if you think you can talk to me like you do to Phil Harris, I'm going home.
Wait a minute, what is this? Mutiny? Now, look here, Kenny. I don't want to have trouble with you two. And as far as I'm concerned, you can go home.
All right. Hello, Ma, put my supper on.
Now, go on home. Who needs you?
He's gone, Jack.
I should worry. Ishka Bibble.
Well, what about our play, Jack? Aren't we going to do it?
No, I'm in no mood for a play. Gee, everybody picking on you all night. Kenny's gone home, Phil's sore. Things look pretty black, believe me.
Then let's do a minstrel show.
That didn't help me either.
Well, Jack, I don't know why Kenny got mad. After all, you didn't talk during his number.
Are you going to start that again?
Now, wait a minute. Don't jump on me again, or I'll have my drummer play a solo on your nose.
Now, look here, Phil. I'm not going to stand much more of it. Every night, same thing. So if you want to catch the same streetcar with Kenny, it's okay with me.
That suits me fine.
Yes.
Listen, men, you can do the next number alone, and if Benny makes any cracks while I'm gone, just let me know.
Okay, boss.
Isn't even safe to talk behind a man's back anymore.
Say, Mary.
Yes, Selma?
What makes Jack act so grouchy?
He's teething.
Teething?
Yeah, they keep slipping out.
Oh.
Say, Selma.
What?
Where are you and Sam living?
Oh, a swell place. Auto camp number 9. See, why don't you come over and visit us, Mary?
Oh, I'd love to. Say, Jack, do you mind if I go over to Thelma's? There's nothing going on here anyway.
No, we still have a show to do.
Some show. Yeah. I get more laughs out of our cow.
Yeah, now listen, young lady, I've heard enough about your cow.
Say, keep our cow out of this.
What about me?
I meant you.
Oh. Oh, Jack, let me go, will you?
Go ahead and take those cottage cheese peddlers with you.
All right, kids, let's go. Come on, Joe.
Oh, my name is Sam.
Yeah, we'll take Joe along, too.
You know, Mary, I'm awfully sorry I came up here tonight.
Why?
Well, ever since I saw Phil Harris, Sam looks different.
Well, you still have the cow.
Yeah, that's right.
Goodbye, Jack.
Goodbye, Jack.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Sam.
Goodbye, homewrecker.
Fine couple. I bet they put water in that milk they sell.
Is water poison?
Get out of here. Oh, boy, what a night. Well, Don, you can go, too, if you want to. No use hanging around an old crab like me.
But, Jack, what about the program?
Oh, I'll take care of that. No worries. As long as I have me, we'll get along.
Okay. Okay, Jack. See you next Sunday.
Bye. Maybe I don't need anybody to help me out. Say, after all, I wasn't in vaudeville 15 years for nothing. Believe me. Plenty of things I can do. I was a star for years. I don't know what... Oh, pardon me, folks. There's the phone. Hello? Hello?
Hiya, Buck.
Oh, hello, Andy. Where are you?
I'm home listening to you. Say, Buck, as long as you're all alone, why don't you come over to our ranch? I'm sitting around here with Ma and Pa, and they'd love to meet you.
Oh, Andy, I don't feel like going anyplace tonight. I don't feel good.
Oh, come on over, Buck. We'll cheer you up.
Okay, Andy, thanks. Yeah, I can stand a few smiles for a change. I'll be right over. Oh, say, Andy, I know what street you live on, but I forgot which house. How'll I find it?
I'll have my hired man laying in the road.
Well, won't he get run over?
No, he's got a nose like a lantern.
Okay, Andy, I'll be right over. So long. Well, at least there's one place I'm welcome. Hey, boys, play something. I'm going over to Andy Devine. Looks like the place. Sure glad Andy asked me over.
Who's there?
It's me, Andy, Jack Benny.
What do you want?
What do I want? You invited me over here, didn't you?
That's right. Come on in. Glad to see you, Buck.
Yeah, I feel better already. Well, you got a nice house here, Andy.
You should have seen it when it had a roof on it.
That's right, the roof is missing. What do you do when it rains?
I sleep on my stomach.
Well, Andy, I'm sure glad you invited me over. Gee, I felt kind of rotten tonight. If I ever needed a little cheering up, this is the time, you know.
Buck, I want you to meet my folks. This is Paul.
Mr. Devine, it's a pleasure.
Glad to know you, son.
Mom? And, Ma, I want you to meet Buck Benny.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Devine?
If he's a cowboy, I'm Jean Harlow.
Your mother has a sense of humor.
And this is my little brother, Tutu.
Oh, Tutu Devine. Nice boy there.
Make yourself to home, Mr. Benny, and sit down.
Thank you. Thank
not there, Buck, not there. Buck, that's a pig.
Oh, I thought it was a rocking chair.
We did, too, till it bit us.
Oh, I nearly forgot, Mrs. Devine. I brought you a box of candy.
Candy? What's that?
Oh, you know, Ma. Sweet stuff.
Well, who wants that? The house is full of ants already.
No, I'm sorry. It's my fault. Next time I'll bring flowers.
Don't bring no flowers around here. I got hay fever.
Well, really, I didn't know what to bring. I just...
Well, why didn't you bring Jell-O? Ain't you got no loyalty?
Well, I never thought of that.
It's a fine spirit. What are you getting paid for?
Oh, come on now, Paul. Paul, let him alone. Want something to eat, Buck?
No, but I am a little thirsty.
Okay, I'll draw you a bucket of water right out of the well.
No, you don't, Andy. It'll disturb the duck.
Oh, well, don't bother.
We got some nice homemade applejack. Care for that?
Fine. Is it very strong?
Strong? We gave some to our cat, and she got a job with Clyde Beatty.
Well, then I better not take any. I don't like those cages, you know.
You know, Mr. Benny, we was listening to your program tonight before you got here.
Oh, yes? How did you like it?
We like music, and I think it's a shame the way you interrupted that orchestra.
Well, it was purely accidental, Mr.
Accidental? I'm surprised anybody can get along with you.
Well, but the whole thing was...
If I was Phil Harris, I'd give you a good thrashing.
Oh, come on now, Paul. Cut it out.
Don't stick up for him, Andy. He kicks you around, too.
Only you're too dumb to notice it.
Now, Andy, you know I've always treated you with the greatest of respect.
I don't know, Buck. You make fun of my voice, don't you?
Well, it's just a gag, that's all.
And you laugh at my singing?
But, Andy,
I demand an apology.
Please, I thought you said everything was so nice and quiet around here.
You think this is noisy? Well, wait till we start to eat.
Well, thanks. I'm not a bit hungry.
Oh, so our food ain't good enough for you, eh?
I didn't say that.
That's an insult.
Now, my folks kind of sensitive, Buck. You better change your mind.
All right, I'll stay for supper.
Oh, no, you won't.
Gee, Andy, what'll I do now?
Don't ask me. I ain't the voice of experience.
Well, Andy, it was nice of you to invite me over, but really, I don't feel very good. I'm very cheered up. I'm kind of tired, and I want to go home.
Oh, come on. Stick around, Buck.
Let him go.
And don't slam the door.
Goodbye. Phew. Oh, boy, what a night this was. I'm sure glad it's over. Wow.
Oh! What's the matter, Buck?
I fell halfway down the steps.
Well, keep on rolling. There's some liniment at the bottom.
Okay.
Here's a grand menu suggestion everybody in the family will like a lot. Yes, I'd be willing to bet that all of you will be mighty fond of ice cream. Well, you can get the finest old-fashioned homemade kind when you make your ice cream with Jell-O ice cream powder. It's the creamiest, richest, most delicious homemade ice cream you ever tasted, made more easily, more quickly, and more economically than ever before. You actually use less cream and get more ice cream. Just mix together a package of Jell-O ice cream powder, sugar, milk, and cream, and soon you'll have a quart and a half of silky, smooth, rich ice cream. You can make it right in the freezing trays of your refrigerator, or if you prefer, in an ordinary hand freezer. And the Jell-O ice cream powder makes twice as much ice cream as most other ice cream preparations on the market. So ask your grocer tomorrow for Jell-O ice cream powder.
Well, I'm home now, folks. Before I go to bed, I just want to say that was the last number of the 30th program in the new Jell-O series. We're with you again next Sunday night at the same time, when we bring you our special anniversary program marking my 5th year on the air. So we hope you will all be with us. I also want to thank Jesse Block and Eva Sully for their very clever portrayals of the newly married couple on tonight's program. Weren't they swell folks? Well, guess I'll go along to bed now. Good night, folks.
J-E-L-L.
KFI Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony Incorporated.